Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Rabbit Wasserler. Batting second, the third baseman, Bucky Walters. Batting third, the center fielder, Dusty Cook. Batting fourth, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fifth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Marty McManus. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second, the shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth, the second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting eighth, the catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Clint Brown. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Clint Brown. And now, play ball. Rabbit Wasserler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wasserler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kaum fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel can't make a play. That's a base hit. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wasserler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sissel. The throw from Farrell and he is safe. Sissel steals second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sissel scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a fly ball towards center. Averill settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Averill. Alexander moves to second. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Alexander scores. That run is unearned. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus strikes out. 2 outs. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a fly ball towards right. Johnson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Johnson. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0 for 1 in the game. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters bunts towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to second. 1 out. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Sissel hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 1 in the game. Vosmick hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0 for 1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 1 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 1 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 1 in the game. Boss hits a line drive into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0 for 1 in the game. Andrews hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Warsler bunts towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 0 for 1 in the game. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Warsler moves to second. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Warsler moves to third. Walters moves to second. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Brown fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clint Brown is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brown is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brown bunts towards the mound. Andrews juggles the ball. That's an error on Andrews. Spencer moves to second. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 2 in the game. Galatzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Spencer scores. Brown moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Brown moves to third. Galatzer moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Cook settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brown scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 3-1, Indians. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to second for the out. Galatzer moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0 for 2 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Galatzer scores. There goes Vosmick trying to get to second. Jolly throws the ball into McManus, who tags Vosmick for the out. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kom fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 0 for 2 in the game. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0 for 2 in the game. Boss hits a pop-up towards first. Alexander settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McManus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 2 in the game. McManus hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmick. McManus reaches second base with a double. Joe Judge pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. Joe Judge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Judge hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. McManus moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Warsler hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McManus scores. One out. It's 4-2, Indians. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cook hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Judge moves to second. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Galatzer, who is chasing the ball. Johnson reaches third base with a triple. Judge scores. Cook goes all the way around to score. It's Red Sox, 4, Indians, 4. Belv Bean now pitching. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 0 for 3 in the game. Farrell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. It's 5-4, Red Sox. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Johnny Burnett pinch hits for Belv Bean. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Galatzer bunts towards first. Alexander scoops it up and throws to first, with McManus covering, for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. McManus hits a line drive towards third. Com reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 5, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Oliver now playing center field. Dusty Cook now playing left field. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-3 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson. Hale reaches second base with a double. Vosmick moves to third. Frankie Pitlock pinch runs for Joe Vosmick. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-3 in the game. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pitlock scores. Hale scores. It's 6-5, Indians. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Com. The throw from Farrell to Warsler and they have Com trapped. The throw over to Alexander, who applies the tag for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 0-for-3 in the game. Boss strikes out. Two outs. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Walters fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Sarge Connolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Connolly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Porter now playing left field. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler strikes out. One out. Bucky Walters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walters hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dusty Cook is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cook is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Cook hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to second. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Farrell takes first base on ball 4. Walters moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 6, and Boston Red Sox, 5. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.